Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, so this story in Wisconsin caught my attention because I'm not really sure why they're investigating this.
I don't think you're allowed to fake your own death.
Well, it's not illegal.
It's not?
No.
Oh, unless you profit from it, right?
Right. Like, yeah. You have to, if you do an insurance fraud or something, then they're going to look into it.
Yeah.
But this one, so this dude, he goes out on a lake, and he's kayaking, and he turns his kayak over, and they find his keys and his wallet and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Okay. So his family calls the cops. And they go looking for him.
Yeah.
Well, they find out the day after that his kayak supposedly tipped and he allegedly drowned.
Yeah, I'm seeing here that they brought in like a sonar. They brought in cadaver dogs. They did the whole deal.
Yeah, they find out his passport had been checked in Canada, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, he was in Canada, and they started to get suspicious. I was reading about this. I guess the lake isn't that big.
Yeah.
And so they were like,
he's not in there.
He's not in the lake. They're like, it's not that.
Exactly.
They would have found him, and they're like, he's not here, so.
So this is my question about this. Now there's this big, giant investigation, and there's a manhunt.
Yeah.
Why? He faked his death.
I'm looking here. Investigators believe Bogart's life, they delved into life and they discovered he had transferred funds to a foreign bank account, changed his email, and communicated with a woman in
Uzbekistan, I believe.
Excuse me.
That's okay.
I
think it's Uzbekistan.
Okay. Yeah, UZ. And then here's the big one, and this is why they're getting it. In January, he took out a $375,000 life insurance policy.
Yeah.
There you go.
Okay.
Bingo! They said, due to these discoveries and the evidence, we were fairly certain that Ryan was not in our lake. Not in our lake.
Okay. Well, that makes more sense.
So now they got.
But my
go
wife
find
and I were talking about this story. Like, when is it investigation versus just, he obviously doesn't want to hang around you, family, so find a new husband.
I think therein lies the problem is...
If he didn't do all that stuff?
Then I think it just... I'm sure they'd be pretty pissed that they spent a bunch of resources looking for you, but he didn't ask to be looked for.
Well, he's going to have to pay for the search and everything, they're saying.
Oh, really?
If they find him. I mean, they're going to find him.
I would assume so. Although, is there really an extradition out there? If you're out in that part of the world in one of the stands, does anyone... I feel like when you're in the stands, anything goes.
Tell you what, he didn't make a lot of missteps other than... getting out of the country.
Well, I don't know how you get out of the country without your passport being buzzed.
Yeah.
Unless you find a fake passport. But
yeah, you'd have to have a fake identity.
I always think that in the movies they make that seem like it's such an easy thing to do. I don't think it is.
No chance.
No. I mean, that stuff's hard to do now. Unless
The problem with any of it now is that, like, okay, so you have to look up how you're going to do it, right? So you're going to Google it? Do you really know how to hide your traces on the internet that well? No way.
No. You got to know someone.
So, yeah, finding, like, an underground guy who, like, does this stuff.
How would you get a fake passport and then get through security? Like,
I have no idea. The only way to do it would be, like, to go on the dark web and try to do it that way.
Even if you get a fake passport that you think looks great and it's your picture and it's a fake name.
You got to be sweating bullets when you go up there.
When you're standing there and you hand it to the guy or the gal.
Yeah.
They're going to catch it.
Yeah, you have no idea if that's real or not. I do not know how easy it is because, again, the movies make it seem like it's the easiest thing in the world to fake documents, and I don't think it is. But I'm also not a criminal. Is there anyone listening to us that is a criminal and can confirm or deny that it is easy? I mean, honestly, I think that the only thing I would do is Mexico, because you can cross over into Mexico. As long as you're on foot, you can just walk into it. So I think, honestly, that's what you got to do is just...
You went to the wrong country.
You go to the wrong country. Because Canada makes you have the passport, but if you walk across Mexico, you can just walk across the border. And once you're in Mexico, then I think there's parts of Mexico you can get to where literally anything goes. Then you can probably get a boat, and you can probably get to some of the islands out there. I think that's probably how you have to do it. But yeah, now they're...
I mean, I don't even know how I would go about getting on the dark web. Like, I would have to Google it first, and then the authorities would be like, he looked... How to get on the dark web? He probably went to find documentation. I mean, like...
Isn't it darkweb.com?
Is it? I don't know.
No, you got to download a... You have to download a separate program. Like, there's a certain operating system. Not that I would know. But yeah, you download...
I think you are a criminal.
You download a certain operating system, and that's how you... There's no way to get to the dark web on your... You can't...
On your regular device.
No.
Damn it.
You have to have a certain... Well, you can on your computer. You just have to download...
Like the plugin or something, or like
it's a different operating system.
Yeah,
and then you can go on there and deal.
So
with
you
that.
Know a lot.
Yeah, I'm, yeah.
You have a criminal mind.
I find, and
just
I
maybe an appetite for something not so savory in mainstream society.
Nefarious.
I fully admit this. I am fascinated by that world.
The whole like criminal underbelly. Yeah, it's wild.
Just the idea that there is an entire... If you reject society and you just say, F it, I don't care, that fascinates me. That they just... And at that point, anything goes. You're not playing by the rules, so... And you get caught, you're screwed anyway, so you will do whatever it takes to get out of it. Yeah, that fascinates me.
I was listening to a podcast recently that I haven't finished yet. It's about a dark web website that was basically doing murder for hire, and they were... Like, you could log on, you could give the information of the person that you wanted off, and then the person would request Bitcoin to, like, get the job done. Yeah. Well, all that person was doing was running a scam, and they were just getting thousands of dollars of Bitcoin out of people, because then those people are too afraid to go to the authorities and be like, I got taken for a ride. Yeah. But it ended up outing all these people that wanted their friends or spouses or exes killed.
And
it was
like
crazy.
I have no doubt that you can go and find where to download that. I forget what it is. I forget the name of the program, but you download this operating system, you go on the dark web.
You know what it is.
I forgot what it was. Years ago, I looked into that. I never did download it. I was like, I don't want anything to do with
that. What were you looking for?
I just thought it was fascinating.
Murder for hire?
That you could order like a rocket launcher. You can buy drugs from overseas and stuff. It's like the whole Silk Road thing. I think that's what led me to be fascinated. I was like, oh yeah, the Silk Road.
Harvesting a kidney?
Get a new liver.
Yeah, there you go. But... The thing is, whenever you're doing that, to Buck's point, like you can order whatever you want. There's no repercussions if what you're ordering, one, if it's a cop or a fed or if it's another criminal, there's no guarantee that what you're getting back actually works. And then again, you're taking that passport to the airport and you're like, God, I hope this works.
Roll the dice.
Yeah. How on earth? It's like ordering something off of Temu or Wish. You don't know what you're getting. Hey, they said these are authentic Jordans. I got a good idea that that's probably not the case, but you have no choice but to cross your fingers.
If you changed your identity, what would you do?
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
What do you mean?
Like, if you were to start over?
Yeah.
Situation?
Let's say you wipe your life clean and you are able to acquire a fake identity.
You're Andy Dufresne on the beaches of Zihuatanejo.
But now you don't have a job. You don't have your bank accounts. Maybe you have some cash.
Yeah, cash.
What do you do?
You got to get a fake... I wouldn't do the United States. Although, if you do the United States, then you go find a child that died at birth and you take their identity and their social security.
Here you go
number.
Again.
I know that.
No, that's definitely the thing.
That's the way to do it. You find someone that died at a very young age and you assume their identity.
You take that name and that birth date and you just make sure the timeline is fluid.
Yes.
And you
run with that. And that's your new social security number, everything, and you run with that.
Okay, but what do you do? What do you go do?
I would leave the country and... You got to go somewhere where your money's gonna go a bit. You got to. I think I would go to an island sort of nation, and I think I would just be a nice, friendly bartender.
So even though you were assuming you had cash initially, if either of you had to generate revenue in a new place, what would you do to do that? Like if you had to pick up a job,
I think I'd just be a bartender.
I'd host a sports show.
I think both of those. You see too many people if you're trying to lay low.
Yeah.
Trust me, man. I've been to enough island countries and enough little bars in Mexico. No one gives two bleeps about who you are, where you're from. Cash off the books. I could do very well in one of the Saints on a beach and just working at a little bar. Maybe start my own, you know. And
well, there's not much we could do unless we built up some finances.
I know. That's what I'm kind of wondering. Like, what would you at least attempt?
And honestly, where you want to go. Not that I know this, but I know a couple buddies that have, or people that I know, go to Bali somewhere in Indonesia, and you can start a business there and go a long way with a pretty cheap startup. I knew a guy over there that does upholstery over here in the United States, and he just moved over and started an upholstery shop in Indonesia, and he does very well.
Sounds lovely.
Some sort of yacht, some sort of business where I can get into the yacht world. And rub elbows with all the Richie Riches.
There you go.
Head concierge for a fleet.
Yeah, maybe be a captain. You can be Captain Ron.
Well, I wouldn't.
Doesn't have the sailing skills, do you?
I'm not qualified for that.
No. Maybe just a deckhand.
You can swab the poop deck.
There you go.
Yeah, I mean, maybe, you could maybe go work on a boat.
I think working on a fishing boat would be killer. I mean.
No.
Why not?
You ever worked on a... No.
I mean, like, charter, like deep sea. Like, I don't mean, like, hauling in crab pots. Yeah. No.
That's a tough life. But yeah, you could do that. You can go down...
I'd puke.
You go down someplace warm.
I think you'd get over it. Yeah. I mean, maybe if you're always seasick, but...
I'm saying the best place to hide is in plain sight. Not in the United States, it's not.
It was for Whitey Bulger for a while.
He had some resources.
Yeah.
Whitey wasn't strapped for cash.
Yeah, didn't he have a bunch of cash in his walls?
Yeah.
Yep.
In that apartment?
Yep. You got to go someplace where you can just live for pennies on the dollar. You got to go overseas. Again, I think...
I could hide in Mexico.
Yeah. I like the idea of maybe... I like the idea of Bali. Maybe Jakarta. It's somewhere over there, if I could get there.
See, the getting there to me is... Because then... Let's say you got that first passport that you needed. Yeah. That's getting scrutinized again on, I'm assuming, a commercial. I mean, are you getting a private plane to get you to Indonesia from Mexico? That's going to be tough.
Maybe a boat. Take a nice cruise. And again, when you're going into those countries, guess who doesn't care who's coming into their country? Those places. No one cares. Their customs and immigration there, they just kind of They wave you. It's a very aggressive third base coach.
I just feel like with international air travel, that is a huge danger to you.
Yeah, it's going
to
be tough. So I think maybe the boat. Take a nice cruise ship somewhere out there.
All right. Now, Buck, I think you went and got this audio. We have the Jason Kelce Christmas song.
It's on your page.
Have you heard about this?
I've seen. Is this like when he was with the Eagles?
No.
This is new?
No, this is new.
Because when he was with the Eagles and stuff, they would always do some sort of weird charity thing.
Well, so this is, I believe, same Isaac, thing? This is from that. Yeah. Okay. They have a brand called the Philly Specials.
Correct.
Milotta, their
Jordan Milotta, yeah.
He sings like an angel.
Well, and he plays. He plays the strings. He's a ukulele guy.
That guy's great.
Yeah, but this is new. Mm. This is a new song that will hit streaming services this Friday.
Interesting.
And it's by Jason Kelce, and he teams up with a very famous vocalist.
Oh, boy. I have not heard this.
And you're going to hear it.
Can't wait.
Next, here's Buck.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.